It's time for another edition of Past Tense Lionel Richie.
Oh, yes.
Hello.
Hello.
Was it me you were looking for?
Yes, it was.
I could see it in your eyes, and I could see it in your smile.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You were all I ever wanted. My arms were open wide.
Were?
'Cause you knew just what to say.
I did.
And you knew just what to do.
Yeah, boy.
And I wanted to tell you so much. I loved you.
Past tense?
I longed to see the... This is Doug.
Wait, so you loved me, so not anymore?
And this is going terribly.
Oh, so we're still together. Okay, that's good.
But terribly. That's where the man's goo comes from.
You're wearing your special shirt.
I have a special shirt? You know it, girl.
A shirt that I made a mark on.
Oh, gross. Oh, man.
You know, we were out of toilet paper, and you were so kind to toss me.
Oh, that's so much grosser.
Wait, I have a bidet. Why do I need... Yeah, I don't know.
I thought you were thinking, like, sexually.
Oh.
You know, like Clinton in the Lewinsky dress.
Whoa.
But I was like, oh, that's kind of hot, I guess, in
mm-hmm,
a way.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I like this shirt, but... But I don't want your poo all over it. That's a horrible...
You want my goo.
Hypo... Goo before poo. It's like that. It's like
no,
they always
say. I
yes, me- Alice. Goo before poo.
I mended it.
Oh yeah, I forgot.
I did some mending.
I've had this shirt for a number of years, many of the years, because that's how I roll. And
it's like a button-down shirt.
Yeah, it's a button-down.
Just tan, mm-hmm, beige, very plain.
Yeah, it's a comfy shirt. I like it. It's baggy just right. It feels nice, and it always has. But for many years, it's been missing one button.
Ah!
And I was fine with that. Whatever. You know, it gave me an easy in when I wanted to scratch my belly. Or if I forgot to put deodorant on, it's like, oh, I'll just slide right up in there.
I've noticed that you always open, like, a middle button to put on deodorant.
Uh-huh.
Like, I'm a goober, and I go through the neck or the bottom, and I always stain something. Because I can't gauge the distance.
Mm-hmm. Well, so Alice says, hey, I think I could sew, and I think I could find a, button that would work for that shirt. And I said, oh my God, what are you, a goddess? A domestic goddess?
I have a collection of loose buttons from clothes. You know, they give you that extra button in a little plastic baggie.
Oh.
Dime bag.
No, that's something else. Was this a button you already had then? Oh, wow. Was this thread you already had?
From a little sewing kit.
Oh, my God.
Just a tiny, tiny travel sewing kit.
That's awesome.
Not like one of those Dansk butter cookie tins with lots of thread and needles and thimbles.
Yeah, you don't spend your evening putting together underwear for the local orphanages.
Ooh. Not with my butter Dansk cookies.
You love saying butter Dansk cookies. Are you talking about, like, those tins, those blue tins?
Yeah.
Of the, the Danish...
Yeah, they're always full of sewing supplies. It's just a good tin.
What? Mine are always full of cookies. I don't know what they're sending you.
Mm.
That's a weird thing. But thank you for... Yeah, you just did this a couple days ago.
I sewed a button.
Yeah.
I think I overdid it. Like, the first little bit of thread that I used, it ended up being too short, so I had to hand-tie the final knot at the end, and I didn't trust my hand-tying. Like, there's a specific method of tying off the needle.
Okay.
And I couldn't do that because the thread was too short. So then I took some new thread and kind of like redid it.
Wow.
And then did that special tie with the needle.
Special tie.
Special tie. So
it's pronounced like, specialty, Alice.
God. There's just a lot of thread on this one button.
It's fine. It's on the back.
Yeah.
Nobody knows
mm-hmm.
until I unbutton it so I can scratch my belly.
They're not going to see the inside.
Oh.
Unless they're a snake and they crawl through there.
You're right. Snakes everywhere will know what you did to me. People around here just think you pooed on me.
Mm.
Or gooed on me.
Mm.
You sued on me. That's how it's... If that were written, it'd be funnier.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
Well, thank you. Thank you for the shirt.
You're
renewing
welcome.
Its life. Yeah. I've got at least another 10 years out of this now.
Mm.
Especially now that I know you can sew. Can you sew, like, seams?
I would need a sewing machine for that, I think.
Okay.
Oh, do you need something hemmed?
Oh, I don't know.
Because I use hem tape for that.
Oh. No, I was just curious. Mm. Like, if I get the crotch that goes out of pants or something.
Oh. If I had a sewing machine, I think I could figure it out.
Okay. Valentine's Day is right around the corner.
Don't get me a sewing machine. I'm not going to use it for anything else.
How else are you going to sew all of my clothes back together?
The mending pile.
I have to, like, weigh the cost effectiveness of buying new clothes or buying you a sewing machine. Because these clothes I know I already like.
Mm-hmm.
They just have holes and stuff and rips.
Yeah. Well, you should patch them, you know? Get, like, a cute little dog patch.
Right on my wiener area?
Oh. Mm-hmm.
I guess.
Okay. Why is there a hole in your wiener area?
So everyone has a hole in their wiener, Alice.
You
should look closely.
Thanks.
That's where the man's goo comes from.
Men's goo.
That's where Clinton's came from on Lewinsky's dress. These are very topical references. There aren't very many references in pop culture to a man getting his goo on a woman's clothing.
I feel like, you know, there's something about Mary. But I guess she kind of did that to herself.
Yeah, that's on her clothing. That's in her hair. She pulled that off Mr. Stiller's ear and just went to town. Yeah,
I think we're burying the lead here.
What's the lead?
That it's your birthday!
Oh my God! You just busted everyone's eardrums. Oh, but thank you for being louder, because I'm clearly getting older and I need you to speak up a little.
The big 4-2.
That's correct.
The meaning of the universe.
I am the answer to everything.
Yeah.
Ah. Well, thank you, Alice. I appreciate it. It's actually today.
Today.
It's not even like, oh, my birthday's in a couple days.
Right.
Yeah.
It's a terrible Tuesday birthday.
I hope it's a terrible birthday.
Oh.
In the way that we have terribleness.
Oh. Well, yeah, I don't think I'm prepared for that, I guess. Because I have a present for you.
You have a present for me?
But it's kind of nice. Like, now I'm second guessing it.
But it's kind of nice, she says. I'll take a present, I guess.
You will?
I mean, it's my birthday, and this is an audio medium, so people won't be able to see whatever you're about to give me. And I hear you zipping, you're unzipping.
A bag. I'm unzipping a bag.
Are you preparing your goo? Oh, it's actually wrapped. I'm trying to reach over and grab it.
Well, describe the wrapping paper.
This is great radio. This is silver wrapping paper with snowflakes, stars, and most importantly and predominantly, purple and pink unicorns on it.
Nice. That was very auditory.
Thank you. And you have been using this wrapping paper to give me things.
Hey, are you saying?
For years. No, I'm saying it's a great thing. Like, it's a wonderful tradition.
That's just the only wrapping paper I have.
Well, how have you had it this long? Am I the only person you put?
I think so, yeah.
That's awesome. Literally years.
Nobody else in my life that I give presents to.
I mean, before we were together, I got...
Oh, you have to describe the shape of it.
Oh, it's, okay, it's, I'm not good at this. It's a rectangular, thin item. It's not bendy, but it's not sturdy either.
Mm-hmm.
Let me open this up. I like to not look until it's completely open.
Oh, yeah.
So you're going to hear a reaction all at once, mm-hmm. even though it's like half out already. If you know what I mean. Man, I got a present on the air. This feels like a book type thing.
A book type thing.
Uh-huh. I'm having a hard time with this. Okay, there goes the paper. It's definitely a book. I just opened it a little bit. Okay, now I'm going to look at it. Hey! That's awesome. Thank you.
You're welcome.
So Alice gave me repeat after me. Big Things to Say Every Day, which is a children's book.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a children's book by Jasmine Simon and Dulé Hill.
Yeah!
And I love me some Dulé Hill. Aww. And Jasmine Simon. I don't know her as well. She was late to the psych party. Dulé Hill played Burton Guster, Gus, on Psych.
Mm-hmm.
With pictures by Shamar Knight Justice. I'm unfamiliar with Shamar Knight Justice, but in a picture kids book, at least as important. Well, that's exciting. Thank you, Alice.
You're welcome. You want to read something from there?
Is that legal? I'll read a quick excerpt.
Yeah.
On the back, it says, "I am important. You're here for a purpose. Your life has great meaning. Believe in yourself and never stop dreaming."
Oh, that's for nice. You can say that every day.
Oh, I don't know about all that. I think I'm too late, but for kids, this is great.
This is your meaning of life birthday.
Oh,
you get
good
to
point.
You get to, you know, do a fresh start.
Aw. Well, let me get to something here. You know, if you guys think, oh, this isn't a funny episode, whatever, screw you, it's my birthday and Alice gave me a really thoughtful gift. Okay, I'll read a couple pages here, and then you guys can go out and buy it yourselves. It says it's a picture of a gentleman throwing his child up in the air. In the good way. This isn't an ironic book. It's throwing her up into the clouds, and it says, "I am worthy. You are filled with goodness, knowledge, and worth. More precious than all the diamonds found here on earth."
Ah, it rhymes!
You're just like a child. The next couple of pages, it's the father and the mother, I would assume, a man and a woman, holding the little girl between them, and they're giving a little kiss on the cheek or on the ear underneath a nice autumn tree.
Don't kiss someone's ear. It's so loud.
It's true. It says, "I am loved from the tip of your nose to your baby soft skin. I love your heart and your smile and all that's within." It's very lovely. And I believe, if I'm not mistaken, you know, they really wanted to write this to give something for young African-American children of color to read and look at and associate with. Because all the, I haven't looked through every page, but I believe they're all people of color in the pages. So, so that's awesome. Thank you very much.
Yeah, you're welcome.
That is super cool. And that's a book I'll definitely read. It's short enough. I can handle the attention span. I teared up a little bit.
You did.
That made me happy.
Aww,
thank you.
Yay.
It's very kind of you.
It's your birthday.
Yeah. Well,
what
see
plans,
you later, everybody.
What plans do you have for today?
Well, I was hoping my plans wouldn't include editing too much of this podcast, so I figured we'd just wrap it up, No. My plans. We're going to go out to eat, right?
Yeah.
We'll have some, either some seafood or some Thai. I've yet to decide.
Oh.
Maybe a
the
day
new,
of
the
decision.
New Thai place.
Yeah, there's some Thai
up
place.
Up in Boonville?
I don't know. No, it's on, it's like North 41, I think.
Oh.
Anyway, you guys, people not around here don't know what I'm talking about. Anyway, we might have some Thai food. Some spring rolls and some pad Thai.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know Thai food myself.
And then this weekend.
Oh, yes. Thanks, Alice. This weekend from 12 noon until 2 a.m.
Saturday.
Central Time at Josh Weiland's abode. We'll be doing an Extra Life mini marathon gaming session.
To raise money for Riley Hospital for Children.
Yes, I get to pick all the games. Suck it, y'all.
Just 12 hours of Ultimate Chicken Horse.
14. Yeah.
Oh,
14. Because the other 2 hours will be something else. I don't know. If you've never played Ultimate Chicken Horse, you should. It's like a platforming game you make as you go, but competitively. See, it's horse because you see, like, it's like a horse with basketball. You're like, oh, look, I put this here and I can do it. Let's see if you can do it. This platform.
But sometimes you
razor.
Put things there and you can't even do it yourself.
Uh-huh.
One doesn't. You can, usually.
And that's the chicken part.
Oh.
It's like, oh, let's see who, you know, who who makes it too difficult first.
Mm.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It's a great game. You get to play as all these animals. Chickens and horses and...
raccoons.
Uh-huh. Oh, there are big sirens outside. Alice, did you get a surprise parade for my birthday? How cool. I mean, I'm in here doing a podcast.
I brought you a surprise crime. Surprise arson.
Most crimes are surprises.
It's except not... for premeditated murder?
Well, no, I mean, they're surprises for the victims, I'm saying.
I see.
Yeah. they're all surprises for the victims. Like, nobody just walks into a bank and it's like, you know what? It's peaceful in here. I guess I'll rob it. Mm. Surprise for me.
Surprise, surprise.
I had no idea I was going to rob this bank today.
What if you knew someone was after you?
What do you mean?
And you just had to keep one step ahead of them.
Oh.
So then once you do get got, it's not a surprise.
He said get got. Okay. Are you writing a movie right now?
No, I'm fearing for my life.
You don't have to do that.
You're like, I'm right here.
I would never, yeah. I would never kill you on my birthday. I mean, I would never let you be killed on my birthday. If you end up dead, I'm in so much trouble now. That's right there on the podcast.
But you haven't edited this yet.
You're right. Did you just Winnie the Pooh joke or laugh that?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Winnie the Pooh laughing, son of a gun.
You know who else shares your birthday?
Who else shares my birthday?
A certain... Ooh, should we play 20 questions?
Sure. Okay, I'll play 20 questions
okay,
with you.
Okay.
Okay.
Someone who shares your birthday.
Someone who shares my birthday? Is it Nigel McGuinness?
No.
Yes, it is.
Oh! You guys share a birthday? How fun.
What's unfortunate is I always do research for these episodes.
Oh, right. Okay.
So I looked up professional wrestler Nigel McGuinness is 48 years old today.
He's not very much older than you.
Are you saying that he's so much more successful?
He seems much more adult. But that's also because he's British.
He's British. His name's Nigel.
I know.
Oh, I'll stop looking at my... Okay, I guess...
Yeah, I don't know if you have this one.
Okay, we'll find out.
Mm-hmm.
Is it a man?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm surprised you didn't say Terry Crews.
I'm not going to mess with you like that. I know it's not Terry Crews.
Oh, because you researched it. Okay,
yeah, but yeah. I'm not looking at my list, but the thing is I remember like four people from the list.
Oh, okay.
So I'm going to try to block those out of my mind. Okay.
You can guess them if you want.
No, I don't want to do that. I want to play. Well, I'll get to them. It's a man then. Is the man still living? Alice? You don't know if the man is still living?
I was just looking it up.
Okay, that answers my question on who it's not.
Oh.
So it's not John Hancock.
He did.
John Hancock would be 287 years old today. Gone too soon. Gone too soon.
No, he is dead. Yes.
He's dead. John Hancock was president of the Second Continental Congress, the governing body of the United States during the American Revolution. That's why he got to sign first.
Goody good for him.
Because he was like in charge at the time. Whatever, Alice. I'm dropping in some factoids for you. Okay, it's a man and he's dead. Okay. Is he an actor?
Yes.
Okay. Is he in something we watched recently?
Yes.
Okay. Then he was on my list. Alice and I recently watched
watched the first disc.
Yes. We started watching The Tenth Kingdom.
Yeah. Do people remember that? No.
Crickets. All crickets.
It was a mini series on NBC starring... in 2000.
Oh, in 2000. Okay.
Yeah, the cusp of the millennium.
I had never heard of it when you showed it to me based on the title and the cover of the DVD. And yeah, we're watching DVD. It's also...
And it's in full screen.
Yeah, standard def, full screen. It's all...
It's horrible.
The title and the cover, I thought it was a religious thing.
It's a blue cover. It has like a fairy tale castle, mm-hmm. and then reflected in the water is a New York City skyline.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I thought it was heaven. The 10th kingdom, which is
and in the sky, there's like a watermark of Ed O'Neill as a troll.
Okay, well, I didn't see that. I was just...
He's the god.
With his hand down his pants on the couch. Pig! Oh, God, always talking about the time he scored 4 touchdowns in a single game. Some Al Bundy references for you.
Yeah, that's great. Well, I never got into Married with Children.
I'm sorry to hear that. Yeah. You would hate it now. It didn't age well for people who didn't watch it back then. Mm-hmm. Like, you could put yourself, you can put yourself in the mindset of, man, this was funny. But, yeah, if you didn't watch it then, don't now. Mm-hmm. Oh, what I'm saying is, the 10th Kingdom sounds like it's above Cloud 9, so that's heaven. You understand.
Sure.
And also, John Larroquette could easily be an angel.
That's why we started watching in the first place, because you liked John Larroquette.
Yeah, I love John Larroquette. And it has Kimberly Paisley Williams?
Williams Paisley, but only Williams at the time.
Okay. By the way, quick aside here, and I still haven't guessed who it is, mind you. A quick aside, when Alice has come over recently, sometimes I listen to country music when
all
she gets here.
All the time.
Listen, sometimes. But for the record, it's like 90s country, back when it was good. Sorry. And that's another one where nostalgically, some songs hold up, but, half of them are like, oh, God, in America. I'm like, oh, no.
I do like a lot of those songs that have a twist in them.
Uh-huh. The twists and the stories. You like the story songs mm-hmm. sometimes. Mm-hmm. So we're listening to country music, and then I had to leave the room for a bit. So I says to Google, because Alice is always giving me a hard time, so I says to Google.
What? I mean, it's so loud.
So I says to Google, hey... And then I say the word of the company. If I said it right now, she'd start doing things. I say, hey, you play not country music. And I leave the room. And then she says, okay, playing Brad Paisley. It's the best joke I've ever heard in my life.
Is he not very country?
Oh, he's extremely country.
Oh. Yeah. Then Google was playing a joke.
I guess. I don't know. I mean, she could have played Merle Haggard or David Allan Coe or something, I guess.
Hmm.
Anyway, we watched the
Kimberly Williams, Scott Cohen.
John Larroquette.
Yeah. It's all fairy tales.
Anne Marie.
It's about fairy tales. And this modern-day woman gets whisked into the other kingdoms of the fairy tales, like Red Riding Hood, Cinderella, Snow White.
We're 3 hours into this, which is apparently like less than halfway. I don't know how much more story they have.
You don't know the whole history, the whole lore of fairy tales. There's so much.
You're right. You're right. It's been entertaining so far. It's been a little weird so far because it feels very family-like most of the time. And then every once in a while, like the trolls, their favorite saying is, ah, suck an elf.
That really well.
Ah, suck an elf. Whoa. You can't just say suck an elf, dude.
Pejoratively,
Yeah, no matter what part of that elf you're sucking, that's not for families.
That's the thing. Even when I watched it in 2000, I didn't think it was family necessarily. Maybe I felt it was adult because the main character is an adult, like not a kid going through a fairy tale.
Yeah, but she has a dad and whatnot.
She has a dad.
The whole thing is very, like, G to PG. I'd say, like, mostly PG with some G elements. And then just every now and then, it hits, like, a hard PG-13.
Mm, yeah, a hard PG-13.
Yeah, like, a whole village gets slaughtered by some dude. This one guy gets embalmed. Not embalmed. What's the word I'm looking for?
When impaled.
When things go through, yeah.
I mean, that's embalmed, too. Yeah.
He gets impaled on a door. We don't see it, but we see the aftermath.
Mm-hmm.
But like, and you're thinking like, oh, people who don't know what I'm talking about, you're like, oh, Doug, yeah, that's clearly an adult show. No, these are very isolated incidents in the 3 hours. They say suck an elf like 5 times.
Kimberly Williams pets Scott Cohen's tail.
Yeah, he's a half wolf. I guess. He looks entirely human, but then, like, in one scene, he has a tail.
You think he looks wolfish? His hair is long, and he's got those, like, beady eyes.
Okay.
He's ravenous. And ravishing.
And what? Oh, you're into Scott Cohen, huh?
Oh, yeah.
So in one scene, he has a tail. And she's like, can I touch it?
Because he turns into a wolf closer to the full moon.
Is that true?
Spoilers.
Alice, come on now.
You know things about werewolves.
I know things about werewolves.
That's
but
essentially what?
He's half wolf.
Hmm.
That's a different breed.
Oh.
Literally a different breed.
Oh. Anyway.
But I've been enjoying it.
Back to 20 questions. This is a series I loved for some reason when I was a kid. And I always thought Kimberly Williams was like perfect for it, you know, because she kind of has that Snow White look, you know, the red lips, the blue eyes, dark hair. Yeah. But she hasn't really done anything else. So I'm like, oh, well.
Well, I don't know. I guess she's just happy being married to Brad Paisley. I have no idea. I'm enjoying it is what I'm saying. We'll finish it up.
Yeah.
I'll give my final review when it's all over, which could be my next birthday. It's so long. It's y'all seen Roots?
Go!
It's the only other miniseries I could think of.
Yeah.
Y'all seen Rose Red?
Yeah.
Oh, have
or
you?
Which one?
The miniseries.
Yeah, I don't remember which one I've seen.
Okay. I didn't know there was more than one.
I think so.
Is it Rutger Hauer?
Yes, yes. Whose birthday was today? He was born in 1944, and he died. I didn't know that he died, but it was just 2019.
Yeah, he would be 80 years old today. Other people...
He played the Huntsman.
Yes, yeah.
And your complaint about the Huntsman...
Was my complaint about the Huntsman?
The costuming.
Oh, my God. This is not a visual medium, you know. I tried to describe this book to y'all, but it's a pretty good-looking show. It was clearly on a budget, but, like, still looked good for what they were doing. But then his costume, they put this coat on him, which looked fine, and they literally just wrapped him with small, isolated pieces of ivy with, like, some very generic leaves sticking out. I don't know.
Yeah.
Is this pretty accurate,
and it was,
Alice?
It was, like, bright green. And like, that's not going to camouflage him in the forest.
It's true. And it's not, like, a bunch of it. It's like two strings of it. It's so bad.
Some huntsman.
He's the worst huntsman I've ever seen. Other possibilities for 20 questions would have included Richard Dean Anderson?
I don't know.
He was MacGyver.
What?
74 years old today. And Tiffany, formerly Amber Thiessen.
I remember that.
Who, 50 today. You may know her from Saved by the Bell.
The college years?
I don't think she was in the college years. Just the regular. Kelly Kapowski. And Beverly Hills 90210, apparently.
Oh, yes, yes, the college years.
I know her from Two Guys and a Girl.
What?
The college years.
Oh, literally?
No.
Because we haven't gotten that far.
Oh, yeah. We watched. You guys ever see? Talk about Blast from the Past that you've probably never seen. Two Guys and a Girl at a Pizza Place, which later became Two Guys and a Girl. It's one of my favorite sitcoms of all time. A great four seasons. Ryan Reynolds, Nathan Fillion, etc. Richard Riccolo, Trailer Howard. I'll just keep talking about it. I don't care. It's one of my favorite shows ever. So she played Richard Riccolo's girlfriend for a little bit. Until he lost her to professional baseball player Nomar Garciaparra.
Oh, my God.
Of the Boston Red Sox.
Oh, fuck the Red Sox.
This is a real thing
yeah.
for you?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, tell me.
Oh, no. It's just because I once dated someone who was a diehard Yankees fan, so it's been bred into me.
Okay.
I'm surprised it hasn't been bred out, you know?
Right. What if I were a big Red Sox fan?
Oh, then I'd probably root for them, too.
Okay.
I'm adaptable.
You're adaptable. All right.
Do you want your other present?
I have another present? I guess.
Because today is also National Pie Day.
I've heard of it. Yeah. I've heard of it.
But then you also...
Wait a minute.
You also always say you should have cake on your birthday.
Okay. And I agree with that. Everyone should have cake on their birthday. It should be like a national rule. I hear unzipping again.
It's the same bag.
You have a magic bag. You're like... Oh, I'll let you finish. You're like...
I'm just going to give it to you.
You're like birthday Santa.
Look at this unholy thing.
What is this unholy thing? Wait a minute. Let me grab this from you so I can see what this unholy thing is. What am I looking at here, Alice? What am I looking at, Alice?
Well, it is a square box.
Okay. This is so heavy.
It is.
Okay. So it says everybody's chocolate cake, and it's BUDDY apostrophe S. Three desserts in one, it claims. From Carlo's Hoboken Bake Shop. Did you buy this from New Jersey?
No.
Okay, good. It says baked with love in New Jersey. Okay.
And I've never... I misread it. I thought it was Carlos's. But yeah, it's just Carlo's.
Carlo's. There's some dude running around New Jersey just named Carlo.
That's an Italian name.
Yeah, sure it is. So it's layers. The bottom layer is chocolate pecan pie.
Oh my god.
And then we have the next layer is chocolate sponge cake.
What?
And you bought this, Alice?
But I can't believe it.
And the next layer is New York style cheesecake.
Yeah. Why is the cheesecake on top? That's the heaviest thing.
Wow. And then in between and on top is apparently salted caramel buttercream.
Oh my god.
I believe is what it's telling me.
This is an abomination.
This is an abomination.
It's a pie cake-in.
It is. It is a pie cake-in.
I got it at Walmart.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
This is exciting and heavy.
Yeah.
This is so heavy. I've been holding it with one hand and I had to change. It's small.
That's what he says in bed, too.
I've been holding it with one hand. I got changed. It's small, Alice.
It's like in diameter.
Square. But it's
like 8 inches. Probably not even 7 inches.
Flaccid. It's 3 pounds, 9 ounces,
wow,
though. Man, it packs some heft.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, we're not going to eat this on the air, but we'll tell you about it later.
I mean, I came prepared. To do so.
You can't prepare. Do I have to entertain people while you're cutting and stuff?
No, we can eat it later.
Well, I think we've put people through enough visual things in an audio podcast, even though it's my birthday and you guys should just sit through whatever. For you all, I love you all, and I'll wait and eat this later so you don't have to. Yeah. I want it real bad. I'm really hungry. I would love a sweet thing right now, but I'm going to hold off. I'm going to hold off.
Do you want this smaller thing that I brought?
What smaller thing? How many things are in that bag?
It is a it's Santa, a Mary Poppins bag.
It's a Santa bag.
Who is this Carlo? He also sells individual slices of chocolate fudge cake.
What the frick? Are you kidding me? What is this? Oh, I thought this
it's triangular. Sorry, it's more visual thing.
It is. I thought it was a package of pepperonis, honestly.
With a name like Carlo.
Yeah, I'm going to eat this right now. Yeah, sure. Alice, entertain the good people. Sing happy birthday or something.
Where are my forks? Oh.
Or for he's a jolly good fellow. Give him something while I open this up and just go to town. You're doing great right now. You're doing great. Can't just sing happy birthday to your special fella.
Happy birthday to you. Cha, cha, cha.
Keep singing like
happy
that.
What? Birthday to you.
Keep singing like
cha,
that.
Cha, cha.
I'm going to goo that
happy
dress.
Happy birthday, dear Doug.
Did you call me Doug?
I was trying to think of what that other name was earlier. McGinnis. Nigel. Happy birthday to you. Cake.
All this cake is doing everything to me.
Oh, yeah.
It's so good. I'll pass it off to you here in just a second, Alice, so you can try it.
Mm-hmm.
Here you go. Happy birthday to me. Yeah. Happy birthday to me. Tip your waitress, everybody.
Oh my God, this is good.
Happy birthday.
It's so dense.
Yeah, don't eat all my cake.
Oh, sorry.
Happy birthday. I'm gonna goo that dress. Thank you for my cake and my book and my other cake. This is the best birthday.
Two cakes.
This is the best birthday I've had all year.
I get it.
Rutger Hauer.